Okay. Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday, on January 21st, I'll talk about what's ahead in 2011. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, though, I want to let you know that we're starting our next 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business course on Monday, January 24th. This is a program that's taught by telephone. It's guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. So whether you work in business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. And it's taught by telephone, so you can attend from any location. We have recordings and study guides available for each class on the website. So go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Course. And I also want to let everyone in the Portland, Oregon area know that I'll be speaking at the Oregon Astrological Association meeting on February 18th. And their workshop on February 19th. My topics will be astrology's economic forecast for 2011 on Friday night. Then on Saturday, February 19th, I'll talk about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. Now, to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And on the homepage, click on the link for my appearances. Now, lastly, have you ordered your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? Hey, the new year is here and already in progress. And if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. And you can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. And then just click on the link for the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, my apologies for not getting a What's Up in the Heavens out to you last week, but I hope you thoroughly enjoyed my guest, Peg Donahue, talking about how to have a prosperous year. So back to the heavens now. For the past 2 weeks, have you been working and working and working some more with a bunch of unexpected interruptions? Do you still have some hair left? I hope so. Those nose to grindstone cycles are finally past and things are settling down just a teeny bit. Now, I want to first alert you to something that's rather unusual about the period we're in. All the planets are moving forward, which makes it easier for us to move forward, too. Now, this won't last long, though, because on late on January 25th, Saturn is going to go retrograde or start moving backwards. So as soon as that occurs, we'll start working on reorganizing and restructuring things. So we have about 11 more days to take advantage of this strong forward motion. So my recommendation, get as much done between now and the 25th. This week, we've been experiencing the cycles of Mars, sextile Uranus, and Jupiter. So have you uncovered some unexpected opportunities? I hope so. And I hope you took action on them. If you can still take fortunate actions today and get some great opportunities going. The moon is coming along today to assist with these opportunities, too. So take some positive actions and move forward with these unexpected possibilities today. Do it today. These cycles are still in range through Saturday, January 15th, but they're stronger today. Now, right behind this is another set of cycles that tend to create restlessness or a desire to do something completely different and expand oneself into new areas. These are the cycles of Sun, sextile Uranus, and then Jupiter. These cycles came into range yesterday on January 14th. They peak on, actually, they come into range today on January 14th. They peak on January 17th and 19th, and they stay in range through January 22nd. Now, in business, these cycles are good for expanding business via the Internet or broadcasting. And it's also good for teaching online, for being on television or the radio. And for personal situations, these energies are great for checking out a new museum, learning something completely new and different, or traveling, even to someplace close by, or just doing something outrageously fun. So make good use of this. It's really a good cycle. Now, during this period, when we can take fortunate actions and have the desire to do something different, we also have strong energies for communicating with either the masses or powerful people. So if you're inclined to take a risk and talk to someone powerful about your idea, this is the time to do it. You can also use this energy to connect to the masses about a special opportunity you have for them. This cycle is Mercury conjunct Pluto, and it came into range on January 13th. It peaks next Monday and Tuesday on January 17th and 18th, and it stays in range through January 22nd. Now, that cycle can also be used to get to the bottom of something. Mercury conjunct Pluto has a suspicious nature, and it's looking for the real motivation behind the actions it observes. So penetrating insights are possible with this cycle, as well as the ability to be a good detective. If you want to get the real skinny on something, use this cycle. Now, right on the heels of that, we get another communication cycle that's really down to earth. This cycle is Mercury square Saturn. It wants to get down to business and get the work done. This energy is excellent for planning purposes and focusing on projects. However, watch out, because it can also be very judgmental, critical, and rigid in its approach. So be careful not to cut yourself off from the flow of ideas during this period. This cycle comes into range on next Thursday, January 20th. It peaks on January 26th and stays in range through January 30th. Now, right before that happens, though, next Wednesday on January 19th, we have a full moon. That will be the fourth of five full moons at 29 degrees of a sign. Now, we've been in this unusual situation since October 22nd, when the full moons each month began occurring at 29 degrees of the sign. This suggests that what's coming to light or being seen are more endings. Now, for this month's full moon, we're especially seeing endings related to relationships on all levels, from personal or business to relationships between countries. This particular full moon shows two easy ways around any challenges in any relationships. So if you're ending a relationship, perhaps it will be temporary, or perhaps you'll morph into a different type of relationship. Both are possible. The easy ways around personal relationship challenges suggest that there are unexpected growth opportunities that will change your beliefs or philosophical framework and also bring you strong opportunities for career growth. This is shown by the cycles of Sun sextile Moon. Sun sextile and Moon trine Jupiter and Uranus. So if you want to heal a relationship situation, do something that makes you both feel joyful and nurtured. In business, this full moon shows plenty of opportunities for growth and expansion via technology, the Internet, broadcasting, or via new distribution methods. There's also the potential for major outbursts of anger showing up in the chart for the full moon. Now, that's shown by the moon opposite Mars and the Sun. However, if you focus on the easy ways to get around these issues, hopefully you'll avoid these challenges. You could also use this intense emotional energy to get a lot done, which would be a great way to use that cycle. Also, be careful to watch out for that rigid thinking, critical or judgmental communications, because all those will be detrimental to your relationships or home life. Now, I'd like to give a couple of comments about the shooting that occurred in Arizona last Saturday. The chart for that shooting showed that the assailant was experiencing erratic thought patterns and was probably disconnected from reality, either via drugs, alcohol, or other forms of escapism. He was also probably caught up in a very dogmatic type of thinking that he wasn't able to release. In addition, Jupiter in the USA's chart is being opposed by Pluto now. Jupiter represents Congress and the people who are part of that institution. Pluto represents transformation and death. In this case, the life of one of our congresswomen has been transformed forever. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice that we have a string of green dollar days that start tomorrow on January 15th and they last through Thursday, January 20th. This is primarily due to the high growth cycle of Sun sextile Jupiter. So look for growth opportunities next week, especially Monday, Tuesday, and until the timeout on Wednesday. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register to receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the homepage. It's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Metafast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of 10, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. 10 is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, I'll be giving you a prosperity tip of the week after I do that. And just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So start the new year off with a roadmap for your success by scheduling a consultation. Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to talk with Gary. He's calling in from Bellevue. Hello, Gary.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Gary.
My question to you is around my career. I seem to have come to a pretty much a standstill. I have absolutely no interest in the job that I'm doing right now. I've been looking for a new one for the past 6 months or so, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I tried to start a business on the side, got a fantastic idea, people love it, but again, it's not going anywhere. So really, I go to the office, do the motions. It just seems that I've come to a standstill, so I was hoping to get some guidance from you.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you a question here. When you started your business, did you get a good date and time to start it?
Well, I've not really started it yet because it's just an idea on paper, and I've been trying to get people to work with me, and everyone wants to do that, but I just don't seem to be able to take it forward.
Okay. You don't seem to be able to take it forward because you don't have money, you don't have time. What's your situation?
I've got time. It's just that, you know, just like my job, I just don't have any intention or you know, I just am
motivation.
Not able to take things forward. Motivation, yes, thank you.
Okay, yes. Got it. I see, okay. Okay, well, let me look here to see what might be happening in that direction. You know, you have a tendency to be in what I call scarcity mode. You have the potential to be quite prosperous, but there's another tendency to also be kind of rigid in your thinking and you know, very down to earth, very practical. If you don't see how something can happen quickly and easily, you may not ever let it unfold. You see, there's a certain, like, you kind of have to know how everything's going to work before you're willing to jump forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So one of the challenges with that is that there's a tendency not to trust yourself or the universe. You see, that things can work out, even though you may not know how it could work out. You know, some people operate from the sense that hey, you know, it can work out. So you have the ability to be very, very intuitive. Very intuitive. It's like you have kind of what I call it, almost like a direct link to the universe or your high self. And if you could listen to that a little more and a little less to what I call that inner critic, a little less to the, you know, you don't know how you're going to get that done, and a little more to using your intuition and taking inspired action. If you could listen to that a little more, it would help. You see, because at the moment, you know, you're kind of getting, you're being challenged to transform and let go of old things, old patterns, old social conditioning, old belief systems, you see, old ways of doing things, you see, and part of what's holding you back is just this kind of negative sort of I don't know how to do that. I can't see how I can get there kind of thinking.
Well, that's absolutely true.
It keeps you from being prosperous. You have the potential to make a lot of money, but not while you're in that mode. Does that make sense?
But it totally makes sense. Do you see any good times in the near future, or when I could potentially get out of this rat hole and get a new job and get going?
I would have to do a more complete set of cycles for you. I only have just a few minutes here on the air, and there are 5 sets of cycles that everybody has. But what you're going through now, you know, hopefully in the next few months it'll start to lessen. So that you know you're being asked to let go of all these old patterns, and you might be a good candidate to take 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. That's a telephone course. It's going to start on Monday, January 24th, and we have lots of recordings of that program, so you can listen to it whenever you like. But it would be a particularly strong training program for somebody like you to start refocusing your energy in the right direction.
Okay.
And it's guaranteed or your money back, so you have no risk with it.
Are the details on your website?
Yes, they are. Yeah, just go look on the homepage for AskMadeline.com. Just click on the link for the 8 Keys Prosperity course.
Got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really,
you take care and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Valerie, do we have another caller?
Yes. Let's go to Carla's calling from Dayton, Ohio. Hello, Carla.
Hi.
Hi, Carla. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have a I'm in the process of selling a house that I inherited.
Okay.
And right now, we're in the inspections, and we'll be planning to deal with, negotiating around repairs with the idea that it's going to close on the 28th of February.
Of February. Okay, let me look at that date. Okay. What's the question?
I was just wondering around any other influences or pitfalls that I should be, that I might have a tendency to overlook or that I should be aware of as we're going through this process?
Well, actually, it looks pretty good for you to be selling that house now. And if there's any challenges to it at all, today is an excellent day to be doing, literally anything that would push it forward. So if there's any negotiations or anything like that that has to occur, today is excellent for doing that. It looks like this is going to go pretty smoothly. You're going through a transformation process with that owning that property, and it looks like it's going to go fairly smoothly, actually.
Well, great.
Yeah, so I think that you should be able to, and February 28th is, one of the best days we have in February. Do you have a good time, you guys?
I do.
I was wondering, because it's an all-green day.
Yeah.
And it's a green dollar day for you. So that's good. So, yeah, that should be a good day to close on it. And you have already had the inspection process or not?
No, they're underway right now, and
okay.
We're not really hearing any bad news yet. So,
if there are some things that need to be fixed, I would go ahead and fix them.
Okay.
And then, because it looks like this should close without too much, negative situations occurring, so you've
okay.
got some very good energies going on for that.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome. And thanks for calling in the show.
Bye-bye.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Now, when I hear that people are just going crazy with all this super, super fast energy that we're having right now. And it's just really, really intense. One of the things I like to tell people is to take several deep breaths and only do as much as you can in a particular day, not to try and do more than you possibly can. Because when we try to do more than we possibly can, we're literally pushing money away from us by staying up late, not getting enough sleep, not taking care of ourselves. When our energy goes low, we cannot attract prosperity to us. So don't try to do too much in a day. Just as much as you can. So that is your tip for today. And it will bring you more money if you limit yourself to that than trying to keep more and more done. Now, next Friday on January 21st, I'll be talking about what's ahead in 2011. So be sure to tune in next Friday. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwig, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.